That was William Vitalis with Open My Heart to the World. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to the universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We have entered into a new decade and new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercises can one use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from our departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. And now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're here at the end of June. As I promised, Frank is on with us, and we are going to be talking about entering the 4th of July, which is going to be a very scary weekend. I hope everybody is prepared to hanker down and stay close to each other. And we're talking about what's coming this summer. July promises to be a fiery month. Mars just moved into Aries, and we will all do the best we can with whatever is brought to us. So tonight I have Frank, Frank St. James. How are you, Frank?
Very well, very well.
We missed you last time, but I know that you had more important things to do. So where are you with this?
With the situation going on is...
Correct.
There are so many fractions going on here. The main one seems to be disrupting the way we live, the way destroying our history, and try to keep people off balance with misinformation. And I really don't understand a lot of these people that'll come out with such stupid statements.
Well.
And then what keeps a civilization going is law and order. We need order. We need law. I mean,
We also need respect and dignity, of course, and we need to be useful, we need to be loving, we need to be informed, but we also need guidance. I think the part of what's being destroyed is the deep, deep, deep crazy prejudices that people have. Unfortunately, Frank, I think they slipped up in the school system, and this goes all the way back to how these kids were brought up, especially the new millennials. They were brought up without a value system. They're not in the churches. They're not brought up to have a center. They're just brought up to grab what they can, do the best they can, and make the most money. And that seems to be the values of the younger people. By the way, I do want to mention that this is a call-in show, and this is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm with Frank St. James, and we are both a bit disturbed as we go into the 4th of July, which is the birth of this great nation. And so many people don't know how great this nation is. The number to call is 202-570-7057. So, Frank, what is this new energy that has us in such a rush? And what is happening? It's just so fast. It's truly a crazy time.
It's very easy, you know, from my studies with hypnosis and other means. I'm a handwriting therapist and stuff. Well, when we started eliminating even handwriting, which has a certain flow to the mind, and then we're going into printing, and I see people struggling to put down even a thought, and then you see they started taking away shop classes, they took away art,
the creativity.
They took away music,
and sewing and cooking and
they're taking creative things. And this is a big part of the mind.
I took a course in high school, and it was called public speaking. And I'm telling you, what we had to learn there was incredible. We had to learn how to keep going, even if you have disruptions. The teacher would assign us each like a 2-minute speech to give. And he, I don't know if you remember those long poles that used to open the windows in the high school. He would drop as we were talking in the middle of the speech, and we had to keep going and pretend that we didn't hear it. It was great training, because I think that's what we need to be doing now. My point is this. We need to stay within. We need not to get sucked into this, not to get involved, because it's really pulling on our spirit. I know it's pulling on me, especially when they want to take down and destroy Mount Rushmore. I think that brought me to tears.
My what gets me angry, and I try to pull my anger in back, but is a burning of the flag and doing anything that desecrates that flag.
They're
it means
trying
a lot
to do
to
everything. Oh, our country does, and our presidents do, no matter what they lived in, slavery or, you know, wars and rumors of wars. They were our leaders. That was the sign of the times. It's history. It's in the background. No, we should not go on making the same mistakes. No, we need to let go of prejudice, and we need to grow and start loving one another and living in a positive, creative, uplifting community. But we don't have to destroy the past. You can't. You can't. And all these demonstrations are saying that you must. Well, who are they, T-H-E-Y? And why aren't the people that have been brought up with the history standing up and saying you can't do that? It seems like they're children and that they're in childlike behavior. And they need to be parented. They really do. To stop all of this craziness and destructiveness. They are destroying this country, and all of us are sitting back and watching them. Don't you feel that, Frank?
Yes, and the only way to restore order is to go in there and stop what they're doing. They're holding citizens, like this Seattle, this 30,000 people that are not involved with this chaos, and their stores are getting robbed. They're frightened. They're in their homes, and nobody's taking care of them.
The sad part about it is that the people that are causing the riots are paid. They are bought. They have sold their souls to the devil, and they are out there marching. They're paid to do it. They're paid to have destruction. People are handing out bricks. They've got buckets of bricks every other block. What is this really all about? What is behind it? It is not George Soros. It is not Donald Trump. It is something more sinister and much larger. Can you tune in on it, Frank?
Well, I've talked to a couple of people that that know a lot of history and information. And it's done by a higher order here that really dictates what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. And these people are that Soros and other people, even though they're working to destruct things, they're still not in the high ladder of the people that are actually doing this. And,
I think their thinking is changing. And what's happening, to me, what is so sinister is that I was told in my meditations 2 years ago, I know I mentioned this to you when I was in Pennsylvania, that they're going to find a way to take money out of the bank. They're going to find a way to take everybody's savings that they've worked so many years for. I think that's the goal behind all this. I really do. And they just reinstated the Patriot Act, which means they can come in your house and take your food. If you have stored food, they'll come and take it. And that's not the Constitution. That's not how we were brought up. And although I don't like what's going on with shooting people in the back when they have no weapons and all of that too, but it, somehow it's all together, and somehow it is disruption aimed at breaking this country down. They started with the virus, and the virus brought other people trying to have power over us.
And during situations where we're sending our troops to supposedly help out a country, and then we win the fight, and then the people that we were trying to get rid of take over the country. So we won the fight, but we lost the war.
Correct.
It seems
to be a
repeat.
Well, the saddest thing that I'm seeing is that we may have to call in our troops to fight our Americans. I think that's one of the saddest things. And, you know, I know that we're about love, peace, and harmony. I know we're about let's find out. Let's find out how to go to higher levels. Let's find out how to make our lives easy, free, fun, and pleasurable. And we can, and it is coming. However, we've got to go through these 3 years. 3.5 years in and 3.5 years out. What I'm starting to do, and I'm Elizabeth Joyce, so let's find out, is to put on my website videos stating what's going on in the moment and how you can lift yourself above it and just let it pass under you. That's one thing. But the second thing is people have to wake up and they have to see that we are in very special times and take precautions with their lives in their homes and be able to follow a positive direction. And I think that would bring more order. What do you think, Frank?
Well, that would sound, that is the way to go. And also to support people that are looking to restore order instead of being frightened, and really look over who you're voting for now on. It's they work on their personality. They get elected, and the meeting, and then immediately when there's a crisis, they don't know what to do.
Well, I call it conscious living, and I call it embracing yourself, embracing your inner self, and mindful living, because we can save the world if each and every one of us pull back and go within. That's where the power is. The power isn't in guns. The power isn't in yelling and screaming. The power is within. It always is. And the minute that you go there and find your light and hold it is when you'll start receiving strength, both inside and out, and you'll be inspired. And you allow your spirit to be your guide. Allow your spirit to be the one that guides you. It never fails you. And the information that you receive in your mind will be unbelievable. Haven't you had that experience, Frank?
Yes. And I embrace challenges all my life. And I'm always so happy when I can get through something. And not everything has been solved my challenges, but it's always taught me something. It's always taught me a negative leads to a positive. And what goes around really comes around. And if you're angry all the time and shouting one way or the other, it works against you. So it's a good time to people that listen know. People that speak don't know.
Right. Well, I have something that I hope will help. It's time for our weekly cosmic tip. And hopefully you'll get the idea of what the vibrations may be this week. Mars just moved into Aries, and it can be a very dangerous time, as well as fun. But be careful. So here it is, our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on OWN Times Radio. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of June 29th through July 5th, 2020. This week opens on a high note, but could end with a dangerous bang instead of fireworks.
On Monday morning and early afternoon, focus on existing projects or humble tasks during the void of course moon. June 30th brings the second of three conjunctions of Jupiter with Pluto in Capricorn between April and November. The virus went global at the first conjunction in April, so it will be interesting to see if this presents a calming influence on its path to the third conjunction in November, or if the virus expands. On the plus side, Tuesday singles large-scale achievements. Because both Pluto and Jupiter are retrograde, the focus is on your achievements from the past. Pluto's deep intensity plus Jupiter's good luck, along with attention to strong morals and ethics, has the energy and strength to make something really big happen. The Pluto-Jupiter conjunction is rare because they only happen about every 13 years. So, what did you accomplish in 2007? On a personal level, this is a halfway point of an 8-month cycle that is helping you get rid of your old ways so that you can expand your belief system to be successful in a globally changing world. On this last day of June, Mercury is at the halfway point of its retrograde cycle from June 17th through July 12th. It's time to start forward thinking, but to allow room for changes and adjustments, since Mercury is still retrograde. July 4th and 5th brings the last eclipse from the last 1.5 years in Capricorn and Cancer until 2027. Sirius Saturn ends his brief test in Aquarius since last March, and now moves backward into Capricorn until mid-December to help you finish up any old business, since he has moved into Capricorn in December of 2017. We also will begin to feel some of the financial effects of what the virus has done worldwide. Expect the fireworks to be hot and heavy this year on Saturday, July 4th, when our nation's birthday coincides with a full moon lunar eclipse in Cancer. At the highest energy point of the third lunar cycle, it's traditional time to complete business projects and work out legalities or issues with authority figures. This could be a very dangerous weekend in America, especially in the cities. Please be careful. I do not think it will go well. If you're going to have any 4th of July parties, I suggest that you have them at home and invite people over. A lunar eclipse on Independence Day is an indication of an ending that will affect the presidential race. I feel that Trump may drop out as a Republican candidate. I have predicted that he would not be on the ticket in November. The intensity of this eclipse is an unfavorable time to schedule important events or to sign any life-changing documents. Wait until after July 12th when the energies ebb and Mercury turns direct. If your birthday falls between July 1st and July 7th, 2020, then 2021 will be a life-changing year for you. Mercury continues to be retrograde in Cancer until July 12th, and Venus has just ended her retrograde cycle, and she is starting to move forward again, bringing in activity in real estate and home renovations, and possibly some raises on the job. Good luck to everybody. Have a wonderful July 4th. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book a reading, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
And this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm on the air with Frank St. James. And Frank, you and I have been talking about what's going on around us. And we have a lady from New Jersey. Her name is Eveline. She's born on February 27th. And I'm sure she has a question for you. Are you there, Eveline?
Yes, I am, Miss Elizabeth.
Well, how are you?
I'm hanging in there fine.
And what is your question for Frank?
Okay, Frank, it's good to hear you. I'm calling to find out. I've been knowing you for years, and as you know, I'm one of the ones that like to make changes. I'm part of the revolutions of changes. I accept change, one of the first females in all aspects of my life to make changes. Pardon my voice, but I had surgery and my thyroid, and I lost my voice.
And what's your question?
My question is, now that changes are coming back in around the world now and in the United States, what do you foresee my role in it, as I'm always been one for change?
Well, I see you. The thing is right now that there are so many changes, and because of the virus, they're changing a lot of the way jobs are working. There's a more of a push for the home. There's institutions that are going out, and they're revising how they work. So if you like change, you're right in the middle of something that should be your forte right now. But I feel for you that you've been your best time is probably coming up by the end of the summer. And if you start working now on what you want to change, you should be in pretty good shape by then.
I thank you so much, Frankie. And I know you remember me, but my voice has changed.
Evelyn, all you need to do is meditate and hold the light and see everybody through us, through it.
Thank you
for calling.
So
let's
much.
Find out.
Bye.
So, Frank, people are downloading or channeling a lot of messages. They say that they're from the other side. Some of them are very helpful. But, you know, things happening here. We have an eclipse on the 4th of July. And on Wednesday, Saturn retrogrades back into Capricorn. And Mars just came into Aries. And I think that every single time a planet changes signs, that day or the time around that day is very important. What are you feeling?
I think that we've had significant changes astrologically, moon,
sure.
and others, and particularly now.
Well, this is the third eclipse.
Yeah.
And, three eclipses in 30 days.
And it feels, it just feels that every time we hit a significant point like this, with the eclipse coming through, there seems to be a something that comes forth, a new challenge so far. I don't know. I feel a little better because I kind of feel that it's pushing people that should be bringing their voice up for reality, common sense. I think they'll start emerging. It's going to take a while, though, but I see with the eclipse forcing certain people to really come to grips with what's going on.
Well, I think that we're learning that we have more creativity in us than we realize, and we're getting out of boring situations, like everybody's waking up and saying, oh, I hate my job. And then all of a sudden now they can't go to their job. So it's really making people look at the changes within them and creating new adjustments. And I think that that's very positive. And as we go along, we have to go through this, some of this stuff, but a lot of it is just a little bit too much. But we do have to go through the destruction before reconstruction. We have to pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off and start all over again, like the song says. It's hard to let go. It's hard to let go of that which has created routine for us and stability, and without knowing what's going to come next. So a lot, that's a lot. That really is a lot. Saturn moving back into Capricorn will make us more serious. It will make us different. And the lightness that we felt in the past month or so is gone. And I know we're going into summer, but I think we're going to have some very stiff, serious activity happening this summer. Upsets in the news and more news and that type of thing. And right now, we have to take a news break, Frank, and we will be back after this, and we are here to answer your questions. Again, the number to call is 202-570-7057. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Frank St. James, and let's find out. Here's our message.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, lightworkers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And that was Elizabeth Hepburn and the West Point Band singing Let There Be Peace on Earth. I love to play that song, but especially around this time, Frank, because I can just remember when I was a girl, we used to drive up the Seven Lakes Drive in New York State and cross the Bear Mountain Bridge over to New York and sit on the banks of the restaurant and look across the Hudson River and see the West Point Band singing. They would give Saturday night concerts. It was spectacular. Can you just imagine that? That's what we need
yes.
to concentrate on.
You know, I had certain things when I was a kid like that, and it just calmed the mind. It just kind of brought your spirit up. It just made you feel good.
It did. To know that there were people alive that dedicate their lives to helping others in such a great way, whether it be West Point, the Navy, the Marines, or the Air Force, or our people that are helping with the virus, the first responders. We all need to bow to them. But we are in unsettling times, and when many of us are having trouble sleeping and sometimes functioning, meditation is a gift that you can give to yourself, and it feeds your soul. So at the end of the program, we are going to have a meditation that will help you do that. It's called the healing meditation, and it will strengthen and refresh you. And Frank, when you're giving a reading, don't you kind of sometimes go into a meditative state, which is where your answers will come?
Well, during my readings is specifically I'm trying to not only see in the future for them, the present and the future, what they can do, but I also have certain antidotes that try to help them be composed. So I always say if you're doing a prayer or a meditation, kind of add this to it. I'm always calm, relaxed, and composed. And I repeat that a few times. And as you keep repeating these things, you'll find yourself where situations where you would normally go get angry and lose it, you'll find yourself pulling back and doing that composure, being calm, and working through it rather than responding to some things that are going on or somebody was saying something to you, you know. And the other one I always put in, maybe before you go to sleep, is I'm always relaxed. Today I'm taking control of my life. That's another one you could repeat. Positive
or
thoughts.
Or I am
will
safe,
bring
it's
me the
only,
goals
only
I
change.
Desire.
That's beautiful. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Say that one more time, Frank. To bring you what you desire. Could you say that one more time?
Positive thoughts will bring me the goals I desire. And if we repeat it, like, even if we repeat it 10 or 20 times, you'll find when you wake up in the morning, you're going to feel ready to take on the day. You'll just feel better instead of going to sleep with all this negativity. You put a positive thought in there into your mind, and it's going to work for you. It really does work.
You know what? The most wonderful thing that I discovered, when you have a problem, like let's use something simple like car keys, you can't find. If you just relax, or even if you go to sleep and ask what the answer to the question is, you'll wake up in the morning knowing the answer. It's almost like it's given to you. I can remember when I was leaving Austin last month, I had a very heavy piece that I was taking over to my girlfriend who was ill, and I did a mantra all the way over in the car to ask for an angel to come and help me. And when I got out of the car, there was a man with his dog who helped me get that into her house. It was just amazing. But I knew it was going to happen. Years ago, when I was driving into New York City, I used to visualize a parking place where I was going. And I used to say, I know you're finished with your parking place. Thanks for pulling out as I approach so that I can use it for my amount of time. It's amazing how that happens.
I remember this was in the 80s. There was a magazine called The Parable, and there was a king up on a roof with a bunch of his advisors, and they noticed this raggedy man walking on a path, and one of their special deities was following him, was directly above him. And they sent out people to bring him back and find out what he was, what was he saying. They knew he was mumbling something. Mm-hmm. Well, he was saying a prayer to this deity, but it was not the way it was taught. And they said, you know, you're saying it wrong. So they corrected him. Mm-hmm. A few days later, they were up on the same place, the roof, and they saw the raggedy man walking, but there was no deity there and following him. So they went out and brought him back, and they said, whatever you said before, that works.
Yeah, leave because it alone. It's right for you. It's right for you, and many people do that. They, you know, we used to play the game, what did your grandmother say, and start a sentence and go around the room and have everybody repeat it, and it was never the same when it came back to you. Everybody has their own energy. Everybody has their own chemistry. So it isn't wrong. It's just different, and it works for you, and that's good. And, you know, that's a point on prejudice. That's a very good point to show how we can be wrong when we judge others. You're not doing it right. Well, they're doing it right for them. Except, you know, for adults, of course, that is. Sometimes you do have to help children understand or when people are confused. But I know that when I've given people mantras and they've repeated it back to me or they've written it down differently than what I said, not every single word. And that's okay. That's really okay.
You have to, my feeling is, you have to keep it simple. If you don't keep it simple, as we know, if we ask a question, if we're looking for a question, the conscious mind sends it down to the subconscious. Then the subconscious sends it up to the higher conscious. If it's too complicated, when it goes back to the subconscious, there is no answer. So if your question is simple and you send it to your higher conscious mind, you're going to get an answer. But if you don't do that, you'll never get an answer.
Well, I see. I think that we need to get into the habit of enjoying life's simple pleasures. That's part of why we're staying in. A beautiful sunset, a walk on the beach. These are wonderful things to remember, and they fill your soul. And also be aware of the impact that your words and actions have on other people. And make sure that the honor and truth always guide your actions, honor and truth, because this enriches your life and it strengthens your soul. And what you take with you when you pass on is your character, and your character is very important. That's what you're developing in this lifetime. And it can be difficult because we're 90% emotion, aren't we, Frank? Isn't that the new scientific finding?
Yes. And you are an individual. You don't have to follow the crowd if you don't feel good with it. I always said that, even to the kids. I always said, if you don't feel right, don't do it.
Right.
Just to be.
Even if somebody dares you.
Yeah. Well, if the crowd's going to, if somebody in the crowd's nutty enough to want to jump off some height and you don't feel right about it, it doesn't make you yellow or a scaredy cat. And then when they jump off, I remember in high school, there was a few people, there was like a clique. And this one guy would jump off a pretty good height, and he hurt himself. And the other idiots would jump off too. I mean, you know, where's the common sense?
The worst part is when you see somebody and you don't stop them and you know that they can hurt themselves. So we all need to be aware of other people, what can happen or affect others as we're with them. And we protect them and they protect us in many, many different ways. We always have friends. We have close ones to us. They're here for a reason. They're here to help us walk straight, and we're here to help them. Everybody has a gift for everybody else, and there's a reason and an importance that somebody is in the world. And I totally believe that. And it's called love, peace, harmony, and respect. So here we are, Frank. We're at the end of our time. I'd like you to tell people how to reach you, please.
My number is 862-684-1904. So it's 862-684-1904.
Thank you for being with us tonight, Frank. Next week, I have Mary Jo on, and she's from Pennsylvania. She is a wonderful guide. She's got her degree in psychology, and she's working with all of us who are going through these changes right now, and I'm sure she'll have a lot of wonderful, positive messages for us that will be useful and loving, and her information and guidance is invaluable. So please tune in. And get ready now for our meditation. We are doing the meditation. Let's begin the healing meditation, which will help you with the virus, will help you with fear and letting go of fear, and will strengthen you and have you know that you are a part of the universe, you are important, you are a child of God, and you have a very special light. Just hold it and stay with it until we get through these upsetting times. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm inviting you to join us worldwide to help strengthen and build our immune systems against any and all out-of-bounds materials that may come our way. Visualize a sacred flame inside you. It sits between the middle of your hips and your navel. You can feel the energy coming in from this flame. It's very present and very alive. The color of this flame is amber, representing the new double helix energy that flows in from the center of the universe. Feel this powerful fifth dimension energy rising up from the second chakra to fill the solar plexus chakra at your navel. Know that this healing energy is arising from the flame and merging with your own kundalini, as well as your inner fire. Let the top of the flame begin to rise until it reaches your navel. The top of the flame comes to a fine point. If you follow the flame down, it gets wider, encompassing the second chakra. While its tip reaches your navel, your flame is spreading below, filling your abdomen. This is the receiving chakra, and you are choosing to receive this energy flowing in from the fifth dimension to help you stay centered, clear, well-balanced, and healthy. It encourages the body not to allow any foreign matter
to penetrate it. Allow this flame to rise until the tip reaches the center of your chest, which is your heart chakra. The new heart chakra is a brilliant yellow, so we're allowing the amber flame to pierce through the solar plexus, which is now your green chakra, and up to the heart center, which is the brilliant yellow. And it will expand up to your 10th chakra, which is your new heart center. Now that the tip of the flame has reached the heart, see how your center solar plexus chakra is being filled with this light as well. As you feel the nourishing and expanding warmth of your inner flame, you also sense that things are being consumed by the fire, such as fear, impatience, judgment. All the negative forces that are within you are now being consumed by the fire, and the love of the universe, the universal love, is spreading throughout that area. Sense that things being consumed are your limiting thoughts, your limiting beliefs, feelings, and the patterns that you don't need around you. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath into your abdomen and allow this burning to take place. Let the flames fill the hollow of your stomach with positive and powerful energy. As a widening flame engulfs the center of your heart, feel that flood of tingling energy as your heart wounds are mended. Now let the flame continue its rising. It's going to begin to go out the center of your back and form a circle. It reaches up over the top of the head and pierces the 10th chakra, about 20 feet above you. And then it falls down again and back to the 4th chakra, the heart center. Then back out through the back and up into the 10th chakra. This is the amber flame of light, the new 5th dimension love center. It's called the circle of light. Breathe into it. Let the flame continue its rising. The tip is traveling up from your heart, going into your throat, going into your shoulders, going into your lungs with its healing heat. Feel how your body is now immersed with the pure life center energy, with aliveness, with passion, with creative energy. Breathe that in. Feel the warmth, feel the joy, and feel the love. Know that you are centered, whole, and complete. Now you can begin your new mantra. May I always be present to show the path of light and love to the pathless and the suffering, wanderers of life. If they should not understand or be open to this inner realization, may I abide in patience from the depth of loving kindness. May I continue to carry your love throughout the day, and may it touch the heart of anyone that I see, interchange with, talk to, or think about. I lovingly send this light to all of my loved ones, my family members, and the people that matter, as well as to the others that I do not know. May I be aligned with my soul purpose and aligned with everyone I meet in this light of love, kindness, joy, and wellness. May I create a plan of action helping to accomplish the healing and removal of any negative energy that has come forth on the planet to destroy the body. My body is my temple. It is filled with your light every day. Thank you, Spirit, for being with me, for supporting me and for supporting this purpose. May this energy, the fifth dimension energy of amber light, clear any blocks that are stopping me from knowing, achieving, and living for my divine purpose. May I discover the secret of how to keep this energy and alignment within me, moving ahead as I walk my path throughout the year. Thank you for your kindness to me and for the world. Thank you for your presence in our lives, even when we are scared and concerned. Thank you for your patience, your understanding of our struggles, and for your joy of being in our lives. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for your vast and deep understanding. Thank you, God, for all of this and more that you pour forth to us without end. In the name of the heart, the head, and the hand, I send blessings to all unseen people and all people that are dear to me and all people that have ever touched my life. I know that I am strong. I know that I am centered. I know that I am love. I know that I receive love. I know that I give love. And I know that I am. And so it is.
Finding my way under wide open sky, I feel new friends in the morning air. Sunrise is warming the mountainside, promising me that you'll be there. Oh, let me run up the mountainside. Something like a first flight is bursting inside. Suddenly I I feel you so deep.